Good morning. Thank you for joining me for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 169, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 169. By grace I live. By grace I am released. Grace is an aspect of the love of God, which is most like the state prevailing in the unity of truth. It is the world's most lofty aspiration, for it leads beyond the world entirely. Grace is past learning, yet the goal of learning. For grace cannot come until the mind prepares itself for true acceptance. Grace becomes inevitable instantly in those who have prepared a table where it can be gently laid and willingly received. An altar clean and holy for the gift. Grace is acceptance of the love of God within a world of seeming hate and fear. By grace alone, the hate and fear are gone. For grace presents a state so opposite to everything the world contains, that those whose minds are lighted by the gift of grace cannot believe the world of fear is real. By grace I live. By grace I am released. By grace I live. And I ask, what is life? As I sit and contemplate what is life, I understand life, which God has given me through His grace. He has given me life. And life is live, happening now. It's the consciousness, the awareness. That is life. this lesson, if you read through the whole lesson, it talks about experience in several different places. And I think about how I look at the memories of my past. And I see all these experiences that I have had. And I may be tempted to believe these memories, these past experiences, are my life. But these aren't my life. My life is the consciousness, the awareness that I have, that I am, which is happening right now. Those experiences are just memories. They aren't my life. They are a collection of thoughts and beliefs. But they aren't the life that God gave me. I see these experiences are part of the script, but they are not my life. And I read the next line, "By grace I am released." And I see that in this life of consciousness that I am, this awareness, that as grace reminds me who I am, I realize I am not the little self-ego. I am not the collection of beliefs, the collection of experiences and memories. That is not the truth of who I am. And in becoming aware of that, I am released. I am released from all the feelings that I may have held based on believing my life is a collection of experiences, and how to my now judging mind, they weren't lived the best way that they could have been lived. I can see I'm released from all of that, from all that sadness, all the pain, from all the guilt, from all the regret. And I keep the joy and the love, which was the truth. But it's not the experience that is the love and the joy, but the life that is the love and the joy. The prayer at the end of the lesson is, "By grace I live. By grace I am released. By grace I give. By grace I will release." And it is in the giving, in the remembrance of who I am, I give in that moment only love, only joy. When I am in remembrance of what life is, and in giving only that, I release everyone from everything I may have held them to in the past. I release them from anything but being love and light and joy. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to accept the grace of God, and that He has and does and always will give me life. And in the remembrance of who I am released from all that I am not, along with everyone and everything else. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we say the prayer, "By grace I live. By grace I am released. By grace I give. By grace I will release." And we go with an open heart and open mind, willing to quiet ourselves so we can feel grace shine upon us. Thank you for joining with me in gratitude for the grace of our Creator. Namaste.